What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Again, this hour brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard. Abe is in for Mike. We're hanging out at Buffalo's Cafe, guys, 5380 Wendy Bagwell Parkway in Hiram. We just found out something, by the way, which is going to delay this other conversation that I want to get to, which we will. Abe, we just found out that apparently Major League Baseball, Braves lose last night, by the way, Major League Baseball is going to drop a Freddie Freeman documentary. So what is this called, Day-Day? What's it going to be called?
It is called Driven, the Freddie Freeman story.
Is he crying in this? No, I'm being serious. Look,
I would imagine they're going to have that.
It's hard to put into words. I'm just happy to be back. This organization, the people, immediate people who have covered my family with grace and love over the last 12 years.
Day one was fine. It was 3 days of that when Freddie returned for the first time when he became a Dodger. Are they going to include that? What are we going to learn about Freddie Freeman that maybe we already don't know? I'm curious now, seriously. And now, look, I'll tell you this. Freddie Freeman is a dude, man. There's not a day we don't miss Freddie Freeman's bat in this lineup. Can you imagine if Freddie was here now? Would we be doing some of the things that are going on now?
It'd have been 10-2 last night.
Can you imagine? There's not a day we don't miss Freeman's bat. But with that said, that was my first question to Day-Day. When Day-Day was like, oh, they got a Freeman documentary. Is he going to cry is my question. Look, we love him. He is always going to forever be a Brave. The crazy thing is this dude is so good. He's so good. He goes to the Dodgers. Not only does he win a World Series, he's the MVP of the World Series. There's been zero fall off for Freddie Freeman since he left. And it's crazy because, again, the Braves are unable or unwilling at that particular juncture to give him an additional year on the contract. Really, guys, that was the sticking point. Everybody wants to talk about all this other stuff. And I said it from day one. They're not giving him the additional year. They're not going to give him a six-year contract. And now you look at this, Abe, and you're like, it looks like a huge mistake looking back on it.
I mean, I don't want to overstate it. Like, the gap between him and Matt Olson, there is a gap. I'm not saying there's not. But let's also not pretend like Matt Olson's hitting like Ozzie Albies or Michael Harris. I mean, it's a step back, right? This is one of the best hitters in the game, speaking of Freddie Freeman. But you knew they weren't going to pay. Like, it just, you knew Dansby was gone, and that looks...
Well, afterwards, of course. After the Freddie thing, of course.
No, but and then you also knew there's no shot of them retaining Max Fried.
Well, here's the thing, though. We say that now. If they kept Freeman, we would have believed that they were going to keep Dansby.
Sure, potentially.
Because they were willing to go there. Once the Freeman thing happened, we lost all hope that they were going to keep any of these guys because the way that played out. Well, whoever you blame, however it all shakes out. Reason why we're talking about this, if you're just tuning in, Freeman, there's a documentary MLB is going to drop on, I guess, when is it? Next week?
July 17th.
Okay. about Freddie Freeman. I get it. Everybody was emotional. I just didn't expect him to cry for 3 days. That's all. I mean, it was a lot of crying, Abe. It just was. It was a lot. I mean, day one, I was sympathetic. I was, I totally understood. And then he came back the next day and he cried more. And I was like, wow, okay, you got to get some more out. Then the third day, he kept continuing to cry. I was like, wow, okay. Either way.
Since I was 20 years old, the ones that saw me when I was 17 in Gulf Coast.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
So does he cry on Tuesday for the All-Star game?
Well, see, that's my question. That's where I'm going. Does he? Y'all are laughing out there. I'm being serious.
I don't think he will cry because it.
I got 50 Cent says he cries.
I don't think he will. It's going to feel different. An All-Star game, I think, feels different. You're not facing your old team.
True, true.
I think your fans are fans.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But you don't think just the nostalgia of being back in the A and what the ovation he's going to get?
No, I don't think everyone gets an ovation at home except for, like, Phillies and Mets.
Come on, Freddie. Stop.
I think it'll feel different because it's an All-Star game. You're not facing your old team.
You don't think he'll drop a tear?
No.
I think he's going to be emotional. I think he's going to look out there, and he's going
to
realize.
You think he's a crier in general? Like, does he go to the movies?
Anybody that cries for 3 days is a crier, okay? That's what happened when he came back home or came back to the A. I just feel like he's going to look out and think about what could be, what could have been again. See, it's easy when you're away from it. You guys ever – most of you, either you grew up somewhere and you left – and then you go back. You ever get emotional? Some of you are like, no, because I hated where I was at and I wanted to get away. But if you grew up and you had a really good situation in your town or your city and your people were there and you go back and it's not the same, you get a little bit emotional. You're like, damn, that used to be this. That used to be there. My boys and I, we used to hang out. Like, you feel that. I think he's going to look around. He's going to be at Truist. He's going to see all those Braves fans. Why are you looking at me like that, Abe?
Because I don't think any of this is happening.
And he's going to realize what could have been again.
With all my heart.
That's what's going to happen.
I understand why it happened the first time. I don't think it happens for an All-Star game a couple years later.
Okay.
I wouldn't be that surprised, but I don't think it'll happen.
50 Cent. 404-726-0929. And no, I'm not betting you guys. It's just Abe and I on the radio talking. 404-726-0929.
That's 210,000 listeners at 50 cents a pop.
Well, you know, everybody will be like,
105 grand, pal.
I'll take that bet, Dukes. I'll take that bet. Get out of my pocket. All right. By the way, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is coming to Atlanta. Just a reminder, guys. Starting this Saturday, all right, we have all of the festivities covered as we broadcast live from Murph's in the Cobb Galleria Center. Wall-to-wall All-Star news, previews, special guests. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION if you're headed to the Fan Village. And by the way, I'm curious. Are you curious to see what that's all about? I mean, every year they add stuff to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool that if you're headed to the Fan Village, stop by and see us at Murph's.
I'm fascinated by the cooling zone that they need to have.
Okay. That's Saturday through Tuesday, July 15th, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, the Fan Village is just all that interaction stuff.
Yeah.
And there'll be, from what I've heard, there are going to be some former Major League greats up there as well roaming around. We don't know who because I don't want to lie to you, but that's also kind of cool to just kind of run into guys and see people up there.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, so make sure you hydrate too. It's summer in Atlanta, man. It got hot today in the span of like 12 minutes. Like, I woke up. And it was fine.
Did you go running?
No, not today.
Oh, okay.
My legs are a mess still.
So. You're after the peach tree, you shut it down?
No, I tried to run the other day. It went horribly.
Okay. So you just need to rest right now.
Yeah, I'm going to run Friday. I'll run on Friday.
Okay. What are we talking about? 1 mile, 2 miles? What are we talking about?
Three with the potential to add on more.
All right. Abe's a runner, guys. He ran the Peachtree Road race. That's why, for those, again, we don't assume you all know. And so we got into this whole conversation about running it and – you know, that was your – how many years now? How many years?
This is probably somewhere between, like, 15 and 18.
Okay.
Of them that I've run.
So you've run it very frequently.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So we were talking about his body breaking down and him not being able to do some of those things. Meanwhile, we will get into this conversation. I said they're soft, and I got to tell you this. High school football is starting. Teams are practicing literally as we speak. Day-Day covers a lot of high school football, does a terrific job, and knows a lot of high school coaches and whatnot. But we were talking about this, and the season is about a month away or so. We'll be having Corky Kale games on our radio station. I mean, things are going to happen here pretty quickly over the next few weeks. But we were talking about the heat and humidity and how in Georgia it is regulated. This is not everywhere, okay? You would think it is, but all these states have different rules and regulations. But in Georgia, there are written policies for managing practices during heat and humidity. And I looked at Day-Day and I said, look, I remember there were days where it was we get these days where now they tell you it's extremely hot outside. We practiced. There was just none of this like, oh, we have to be careful. And I get it. Some of you are going to say, well, yes, Carl, we've lost kids. Dukes, you don't understand. No, I understand. But I also think this is an element of creating this softness that we talk about all the time. And this is why dads, all dads, say it's not as hard as when we were coming up. Every dad listening has said that to their son, no matter what their age is. If you are a dad in your 70s, you've told your 50-year-old son, it was much harder when we came up. If you're a 30-year-old father and you have a young preteen right now, you're telling them, when we were coming up, it's way tougher. And it just made me think about this. We got to talk about this, and we will coming up. But the idea that you've got all these rules and regulations now that these coaches have to go by, Day-Day, and you started mentioning this stuff, and I'm like, well, that don't seem too hard. I mean, these kids are getting away with – they're walking off the field. They're getting water when they please. I mean, what are you talking about here? These practices just don't seem like they once did. And I'm not taking anything away from the kids that are playing high school football. We love our high school football here in Georgia. But I don't know if it's conducive to say, like, all these teams are, like, super tough because the practices aren't as tough as they used to be.
No, they're not, to your point. And like you said, we talked about the fact that we had two-a-days. Real two-a-days.
Now, by the way, we're talking about high school here, guys. Yeah. We're not talking about college. We're not talking about the NFL. Most of us, most of you at some point had a chance to participate in some kind of high school sports, hopefully. If not, you did something recreationally. And so that's what we're talking about. So if you're going, man, you know, we're not talking about the pros or college. Your high school experience and the way you practiced – was different.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying. And it just got me thinking, like, these coaches have to be extremely careful now with the heat and humidity and the rules. You can't practice on this day, this time. Coaches didn't care.
Yeah. I mean, you have, like, most schools, most programs throughout the state have pretty much made their summer practice times in the mornings, so they don't even have to be concerned about the heat index in the afternoons.
And what did our coaches do? It was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I need y'all out here in the heat, right? I need y'all out here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It is scorching hot. And we're out there in full pads.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. There's a difference with the makeup. You guys know what we're talking about. You can hit us up, 404-726-0929, if you want to participate. We started talking about this, and we were kind of going around the table, talking about our experiences. Different sports, too, by the way. I mean, but the bottom line is football is getting ready to start. And you were at your son's practice today?
Yeah,
right?
I was watching them run today. They were wrapping it up, and they were doing gassers, which, you know, kind of brought back some memories.
Yeah.
But it's a different era. You know, they're done. Most programs now, they're done by 11, 12 o'clock. Kids are back at the crib on the PlayStations and Xboxes.
Yeah, when it's extremely hot outside.
Yeah.
Gordon, that was your experience too, right? That was your experience here in Georgia?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we had 3 days because we would do weight training in the middle of the day. So coach didn't even want us to go back home.
So you were there all day?
All day.
Yeah.
We could go eat, bring your butt back.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's different.
Very, yeah, very different.
Y'all tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I'm just telling you. All that stuff our dad said, I think they were right.
Yeah.
It was tougher when we was coming up. 404-726-0929. We got to talk about the NFL. We will. We'll continue this conversation. We just something that got us talking about it, man, because many of you and your children are participating in sports. Or you've got sons that are going to play high school football this upcoming season. You can let us know what you think. When we return, though, the Commanders do something today that has a lot of people talking about it. And I got to tell you, I wish the NFL did more of this. We'll tell you all about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.